You are listening to the Novel Writing Podcast, episode 86. Grab a cup, cozy up, and let's get to writing. Today's episode is the first in a series on social media that will drop on Fridays for a while. Today I'm talking about social media for authors, specifically debunking some myths authors seem to believe about social media and marketing on social media. Myth number one, I'm posting on social media, which means I'm marketing. Truth. Posting on social media is not a marketing plan. A marketing plan is what you use to strategically move followers off social media and onto your email list. A marketing plan means understanding the difference between your market, your audience, your reach, and your network, and how much time to spend in each bucket. So your market is every single person who reads. Spend zero time thinking about making posts for your market. Your audience is people who read and enjoy books in the genre you write. Spend zero time making posts for your audience. Your reach is where social media comes in. People in your reach are your followers. They're people who have heard of your book, who maybe added it to their to-be-read list or saw it on Goodreads. Spend 20 to 40% of your time posting for your reach. Now, people can move from your audience into your reach if they see something, but spend zero time focusing on your audience and focus 20 to 40% of your time on that reach. Your network is where you sell books. It's the people on your email list, past purchasers of your books, friends and family who support you. It's the super engaged people on social media who share all your posts and pre-order your books. It's your writing groups. Spend 60 to 80% of your time posting or engaging with your network. Your ultimate goal in being on social media is to move people from your reach into your network. Okay, myth number two, if I have a lot of followers, that means I'm successful. Truth, neither your follower count nor how engaged those followers are equate to a number of book sales or how profitable or successful you are as an author. I follow an author on Instagram who has over 45,000 followers, but she hasn't even published her book yet. She's on her sixth edit, according to her bio. Her videos are fun, she definitely has good writing tips, but there is no way for me to get on her email list to learn when she does publish. She also seems to be speaking to other writers more than she's speaking to potential readers. I haven't seen her post about what her book is actually about. She may inadvertently be driving away potential buyers of her future book by not speaking directly to them and not giving them a way to hear from her directly. Maybe 1% of your followers on social media will see every single post you make. Most followers will not see every post. Some of them won't even see any posts. On the other hand, a much higher percentage, 30%+ of your email subscribers will see and engage with an email. You can get hundreds of likes, a bunch of comments on a post or a video, but none of them translate to sales unless you get people off social and onto an email list. You do not own your followers on social media. Instagram could disappear tomorrow and you'd have no way of interacting with your readers unless they're on a platform that you own, which is an email list. Myth number three, I have to follow a specific process in order to be successful on social media. There is no single one correct way to build an author platform on social media. The algorithms constantly change, and don't forget, you are the product on those platforms. Those platforms are free. Your attention is the product. We need to be open to experimenting with different strategies on socials to find out what works best for our personalities, our preferences, our schedules, and our lives. Don't blindly follow the advice of XYZ book talk expert whose business it is to sell you their method of success on TikTok, unless you're willing to experiment to find out what pieces of their process actually work for you. If you hate posting videos, don't post videos. If you hate posting three times a day, don't post three times a day. If you hate a certain platform, don't use that platform. To me, this just makes common sense, but I see so many authors stress out about having to follow a specific process when they hate parts of the process. Myth number four, I have to be on social media if I want to be a successful author. Truth, you don't have to use social media at all to be a successful author. Anyone who tells you that you need to be on Instagram or TikTok or Facebook or insert social media platform here is telling you what worked for them. You are not required to be on social media to sell as an author, but if you're going to be, have a plan and have a strategy. So, do you need to be on social media? No, but you can learn how to use it effectively as an author as long as you're intentional, strategic, and don't equate your followers or your engagement stats with success. That's it for today's episode. Thanks for joining me, and remember, the first draft is supposed to be garbage. The Novel Writing Podcast is a production of Tally Inc. To find out more about our writing resources, including the 60-day novel writing challenge, check out the links in the description.